Perhaps then it's best left a mystery when it comes to alien visitations. But what about the possibility of life beyond Earth? Well, to get to the bottom of that, we probably need to know what life is.
It is notoriously difficult to do, and actually I think it's almost pointless to try to define life. I mean, there's hundreds of definitions of life out there, and they're all wrong in one way or another.
Okay, maybe not then. This is Nick Lane. He's a biochemist at UCL and is a bit of an authority on the origins of life here on Earth. Perhaps then it's best to think about what life does rather than is.
The problem is that life is really a continuum from a non-living state to a living state, and there's all kinds of intermediate stages. So is a virus alive or not is a question which is often discussed. It's really what life does rather than what it is. And in all these cases, life is making copies of itself, and it's using the environment to do so. So one of the problems with most attempts to define life is that it excludes the environment. All life parasitizes the environment in one way or another. So plants do, they require sunlight, they require carbon dioxide, they require water and so on. That's all they require. We parasitize the environment a lot more. We go around eating plants and so on. But essentially, all life is parasitizing an environment which is providing it with its energy needs to make copies of itself. So I think you'd say there are about six different things that a cell requires. It requires a carbon source to make more copies of itself. It requires energy to bind things together, to make polymers and to produce more cells. It requires excretion. You've got to get rid of the waste products and the end products to drive reactions in a forward direction. There has to be some form of compartmentalization, a cell-like structure that makes the inside different from the outside. There have to be catalysts, the beginnings of biochemical reactions. And then there has to be some form of replication. Now, I think those are the six properties of life that we really need to look for.
Now we have six things needed for life, but it took a long time for it to come about on Earth.
Well, we don't really know. There's a lot of arguments about it. A kind of glib answer would be about 4 billion years ago. There are fractionated isotopes of carbon and so on in ancient rocks from about 3.9 billion years ago. There's a lot of debate about whether that signifies life or not. But I think most people think, on balance, it probably does. I think we'll never know exactly how life started on Earth. But what we can know, what are the principles that lead to the origin of life from a non-living environment? I think there's actually a good argument to say that life could end up, at least at the bacterial level, remarkably similar. I mean, there's a strong argument to say that carbon is really better than anything else. It's much better than silicon, for example, at forming, you know, complex bonds between molecules. And it's also available, you know, carbon is far more available in the universe than silicon. And also there are gaseous carbon oxides, carbon dioxide and so on. It's like a Lego brick, whereas silicon oxides are, you know, sand and so on. You can't really bootstrap yourself up from the ground with sand. You can't build on sand.
So if we're looking for life elsewhere, then it's likely to be the same. That's because the rules of physics and chemistry are universal, and therefore exactly the same constraints will exist wherever you live in the Milky Way, or even in the Andromeda Galaxy. To Nick, then, it's likely you're going to end up following the same sorts of evolutionary pathways.
I think, yes, it's possible. We can conceive that life could have operated in different ways. But if you think about the probability of finding life, carbon, water, the kind of rocks that are required for hydrothermal systems and so on, they are all very common. So the kind of life that we have here is likely to be the kind of life that we find elsewhere as well.